relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. Welcome, dear friends, to the Manhood Hour with a very special guest, an individual who's almost as hard to get on the show as President Trump. In fact, he might be harder to get on the show than President Trump. He's a man who's reinvigorated one half of the political spectrum in just the last few years. I consider him a dear friend as well. And let me show you that being a man isn't just about, you know, chopping down trees and taking out the trash. It's also about dealing with congenital liars. And this is how it's done.
Most of you live in either New York or Washington, like I do. The neighbors around me, I'm sure, would agree that Brett Kavanaugh should not be on the Supreme Court. When I talk to Americans in the red states or any other place besides this corridor or Hollywood, when you talk to other Americans, they have a much different impression of what's going on with the Supreme Court nominee. A responsible media should characterize...
Most Americans don't want him confirmed.
That's not right.
Most Americans
that's not right, Brian. That's okay, not right.
Go ahead.
Brian, that's not right. I just looked at a poll walking in here where 53% of the American people favor Judge Kavanaugh. You can't pick one poll and make it seem like that is where the American people are. Don't do that. Real Clear Politics looks at least all the polls, but you should say that the American people are split on this. Don't say the American people oppose them, because that's when people say you don't have credibility.
The truth on CNN? I'm shocked. Who was the purveyor? Well, one of those people doesn't have a career anymore. The other one is flourishing more than ever. He's Matt Schlapp. He's the chair of the American Conservative Union.
Never invited back with Brian.
Oh, and you're surprised.
Yeah, never invited back. That was like, don't tell the host that his poll, we got it, like the numbers reversed. They don't want you back.
Yeah, when I was on Anderson Cooper's show for the first and last time, I told him on air, look, I know it's tough that more people watch Scooby-Doo reruns on the Cartoon Network than CNN, which is just a fact.
It
he didn't
fact.
Take it well. I mean, the truth is, our friend Chris Blunt says, you want to get in trouble in this city, tell the truth, right, Matt?
Totally right.
Okay, welcome to the Manhood Hour. So much to discuss. I've got a raft of questions that I ask all of our guests. Let's start with the basic one. How serious, if you had to diagnose, like from a medical perspective, how serious is the ideological assault on the concept of manhood in America? You can do Western civilization, Christendom. I know you're a man of faith. How bad is the situation, Matt?
You know, you're saying health. I guess, you know, I've never had cancer, but they say stage four cancer is like pretty serious. Deal Hudson, who is my co-author on a book I wrote about some of these topics, and he's a great golfer. I'm not. But he said, hey, what hole are we on? And I was like, I don't know, 16, 17? You know, we're at the tail end of this fight. We're either going to win it. If we win it, you know, there's a lot more holes to play. If we don't win it, it's over. And I'm not saying that because I'm a doom and gloomer. I'm saying that because you can't have like a Main Street retailer like Target, you know, hugging Satan, and even the tranny stuff, which is bad enough, but like hugging Satan as a part of the marketing of all this.
Will you just expand upon what you said in the green room earlier? Because this topic came up of transgenderism and the left's obsession with sex. And you made a very interesting point that kind of helps us explain or understand that which cannot be understood.
It's all a fantasy and a fiction, right? This idea that, oh, you're not satisfied with your gender, you're not sexually satisfied, so we'll give you, you become a different gender, you'll screw up all your parts, and then you'll have the satisfaction. And the cruel joke of these people that transition is there's really no sexual satisfaction.
Yeah, they destroy their sexual lives forever, permanently.
Right, and besides, I don't know how old you are, Sebastian, I'm 55, you know, it's hard enough to like not get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom, and I haven't had any kind of like crazy complicated surgery. So these people are like screwing with God's biology in every which way you can imagine. But sexually, if they believe that the number one goal of a human being is to be sexually satisfied, right, they're literally making it so that these children never can be. And the courageous ones, like this young woman, Chloe, and the other ones that are now speaking out over the fiction and the fraud and the lying associated with this, they're heroes to me.
No, utterly, utterly. The detransitioners like Chloe, who I met for the first time in the green room at CPAC this year. Oh, my gosh. The fact that this woman was so nervous to speak at your massive event, but she did it anyway because it was so important to her. But you missed the most important part of what you said earlier. So let's just paint this kind of Monty Python-esque absurdity that the left's been telling us from the 60s, you know, sexual revolution, sexual satisfaction. And then the transgender thing comes up and says, well, if you want to be satisfied, you define who you are. Let's lop off your sexual organs. You'll never have satisfaction in sex anyway. Tells you what about all of this?
It's satanic. It's the
complete illogic of it tells you this is the devil's work.
Whenever there's a massive lie associated with something, the prince of lies is behind it. And that sounds to me like, you know, preacher talk from the TV. I probably wouldn't talk like this 20 years ago, but now I'm older and I've kind of seen what's going on. And we better talk like that and call things out, or we're going to whiff and miss our moment.
That point that you just made, I feel like that, and I'm embarrassed because I talk now the way I heard fire and brimstone. I'm a cradle Catholic, you're a Catholic, but I speak now about these issues I heard evangelicals 30 years ago.
I do too.
They're coming after our children. And I kind of say, calm down.
Right.
But they were right.
They were right. And the thing is that we've all kind of soft-pedaled evil in society. We've called it tolerance, acceptance, and the problem is with evil is evil isn't like pro-choice, for instance. Evil doesn't say, oh, I'll respect Sebastian in his life, and evil will just stay over here with the people that want to like wallow in evil. No. Evil is like cancer. Evil is like pollution. It seeks to get into your life and to screw with your life. And so our accommodation with evil can't work. And the American experience was never to accommodate evil, ever. The founders, you know, to a person, they were religious people. They were God-fearing people.
And they understood the problem with slavery.
Yes.
They just knew they couldn't solve it and be independent.
That's right.
They had to solve it later. They understood it was bad.
That's right.
But they knew they had to solve it later.
Even people like Thomas Jefferson from Virginia, you know, the most important southern state, they understood that, as I like to say, that the country was being born with a birth defect. And they knew that birth defect could be cured one day. They knew they couldn't. Their choice was no America and keep kings in charge, which was certainly not a good system for anyone, including slaves. Remember, slavery was rampant. And they decided that they would try to set a course, a country with a constitution that in the document, they set it up so you could repair the birth defect. What a beautiful thing. And we forget that was a declaration of independence from a king that gave you next to no rights unless you were a nobleman. Think about that. That was an amazing thing. And now we fast forward to today. There's more slavery today than there was at the founding of America. There's more human trafficking. There's more young people being sold into lives of bondage. Where are the voices of the progressives and the left?
Where are those feminists when it comes to transgenderism?
Where are they?
They're
more than you think. I mean, when I see what people like Billie Jean King, but ironically, one of my former bosses in life, I ran a tennis team for her.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Really interesting lady. More conservative on economic stuff than you'd ever imagine, but obviously not on these cultural questions. But you see these women. I'll take my mom. She's 82 years old. You've met her at CPAC.
Yeah.
She was a fabulous tennis player. She was a tennis instructor. She was a nationally ranked women's tennis player. And, you know, she was a basketball player. It was hard. She was a... You know, girls didn't get the gym, they didn't get the fields, they did through Title IX, and now they're watching it all getting taken away.
Yeah, but by the people who say they're there for the oppressed.
Yeah, and this goes back, let's go back to this question that we raised earlier, this transition question.
Right.
The idea that someone can change their gender, which you can't. You used this word to me when I got into some trouble on saying that they're all children of God, which I do believe, and I know you believe too.
Yeah.
It's just that they're doing something God doesn't want. And, you know, gender is immutable, you told me. And that's exactly right. Like, this is a fiction that you can change it. Now you can change the physical, you can change your physical impression of it. But here's the thing, the crazy thing about all of this, which is kills your ability, ends your ability to have children.
Yeah,
men can't have children. It, all of this evil is destroying everything that's good.
Yeah.
It, no flowers bloom. You know,
nothing good comes out of this. Nothing good. And the lie about, oh, it's to save those who are contemplating suicide, between 40 and 55% of those who transition attempt suicide. So even that is a lie. Oh, my gosh, so much more to discuss. We've only just scratched the surface. Follow this man right now, M. Schlapp on Twitter, the Conservative Union. This is the Manhood Hour, conservative.org. If you enjoy our one-on-one deep dives with the real experts, the true newsmakers, don't forget to subscribe. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a five-star review. Share the links with your friends. And then check out the store, sebgorkastore.com. Still the number one is the I Stand With 45 flag. But the T-shirt I designed that nobody believed would be a success has rocketed to number two. Don't be a science denier. A man's a man. A woman is a woman. XYXX. Get yours today, sebgorkastore.com. Stay with us for more on the Manhood Hour with the American Conservative Union's Match Lab. It's one of the most beautiful things you can do today or any day. Remember what Jesus our Savior told us. Come unto me, the little ones. Better a millstone were wrapped around the neck of someone who harms a child. Well, let's help those who are most vulnerable. Over 1 million girls and boys in America have a parent behind bars. They are vulnerable. They feel guilt for the sins of their parents. Let's get them to a safe place this summer with the Prison Fellowship. It is called the Angel Tree Camp. $200 per child provides them a Christ-centric safe summer camp. That could be you. Donate as little or as much as you can. Go right now to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner at the top. You could be literally saving a life. You can call in your donation as well on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794, or just go to sebgorka.com and the Angel Tree banner. Welcome back to the Manhood Hour with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, and Matt Schlapp. Thank you to everyone who has so generously contributed to our Prison Fellowship program founded by the late Chuck Colson. This is where we help children who've lost a parent to the prison system. There's more than 1 million of them in America, young girls and boys, 70% of whom will end up incarcerated themselves unless we break that cycle. How do we do that? We send them to a Christ-centric summer camp. It's called the Angel Tree Program. It costs $200 per child. Please make a difference. Please donate today as much as you can. It is one of the most beautiful things you can do. Call in your donation to 888-206-2794 or just go to my webpage, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. That number again, 888-206-2794, or just go to SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner. God bless every single one of you. Matt, you've reinvigorated. If we have time, I'd love to talk about the flowering that you have caused at the American Conservative Union with CPAC, the place that patriots go every year to just recharge their batteries. You know so much of the political evolution in America of late. If you had to identify the center of gravity, where is this assault coming from when we look at the ideology, whether it's denying womanhood, attacking men as toxic, where's the most important locus of this? Is it the media? Is it Hollywood? Is it the teacher training colleges? Is it the radicals who became the professors? If you had to identify, you talked about stage four cancer. Where did the cancer begin, or where is it metastasizing from the most, in your opinion?
Well, to me, the biggest shift is that, as I said earlier, I'm 55. I was a congressional staffer. Not that many decades ago, there was a time when roughly we would call it the business community. What a dumb term that is, but that's really what we called it. And the business community in the Republican Party had this uneasy but pretty tight relationship because business didn't care about culture. Business cared about getting rich. And Republicans liked most of that, but they also had values. So Republicans stood up for some value questions like the Bill of Rights and the right to life of the unborn child. So it wasn't a perfect relationship, but everything a business needed to get done from a financial standpoint, if it was about deregulatory policy, the Republican Party was their party. So in the Newt Gingrich era of 1994 on, it kind of started to get tight. And as soon as, you know, when we lost this battle over George Floyd and Black Lives Matter, why did we lose it? Because when we went on even conservative TV, they didn't really want to talk about Black Lives Matter. They want to talk about Antifa, right? Now, Antifa is a big problem, and it's a real organization. This is not a fiction. But those protests were animated by Black Lives Matter. And
correct.
Who funded all that? Well, that's all those Arabella group of George Soros-funded nonprofits. But what was the next step? That next step was that when you had to go get money to run your business, you had to run over to Larry Fink and Jamie Dimon and some of these places. And then they wired it so that the only way you were going to get your financing for everything you wanted to get done, now it's in everything we do, their private equity money, you had to sign on the dotted line to these anti-American, really hateful policies. And so that got all interwoven into business. And then when that George Floyd thing happened, and we didn't have the courage to say that Mitt Romney was marching for abortion when he marched with Black Lives Matter, and that black kids and brown kids were being slaughtered in Chicago and other cities because Black Lives Matter defunded those cops and that they have blood on their hands. When we lost that fight, and then they were able to force diversity officers into every Fortune, you know, 250 company, they all got a diversity officer, and they're literally destroying these companies. Why do you think that transvestite activist Dylan Mulvaney, you know, is getting all these contracts from these companies? Because they have a diversity officer there whose job it is to just jam this kind of policy into the boardroom. And now the boards have radicals on each one of their boards. So you see Disney doing this. You see Target doing this. You see Bud Light doing this. Here's the thing. They're all doing it, Sebastian, because after the George Floyd incident, even no matter what your opinions on whether that should have happened or not, the idea that he was a hero and the idea that Black Lives Matter was a good thing in society transformed our whole economics. And now we're dealing with the fact that, you know, it's taken enough time for that cancer to spread and to grow. I don't know how we get it back out other than saying you can't give them any of your money. I mean, you just can't. One of our daughters who loves going to Target, we had the conversation today. It's like, we can't go there. I mean, this is the worst thing ever, embracing Satan as a part of your marketing. I mean, you know, where does it go from here? It can't get much worse. This is the molten calf that Moses saw when he came down from the Ten Commandments. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. This is Noah. This is like the end of being able to have a civilization if we keep being too quiet. Now, you're not quiet. I get it. I've been too quiet, and I started to get more loud. And now when I look in the eyes of my kids, my youngest is 11, like, we better win this fight.
Yeah.
There's no place to go. There's no island that's remote enough. There's no yacht that'll have enough supplies on it. Like, we've got to cure this problem in America. Because, Sebastian, when we go overseas to these CPACs, you know, because we just came back from CPAC Hungary, that Prime Minister Orban's a brave man. But if we don't get it done here in America, Everyone in this world is screwed.
They're looking at us. I don't know about you, Eric. I think that is one of the most concise and best answers we've ever had to a question.
Really? I thought it was long.
Dude, no, a topic this complicated, that was epic. We're going to make that viral because it's also opened my eyes that the role of the corporations. Katie's, you know my wife, Katie, she's working on a book right now on neo-Marxism in America. And she asked me this question yesterday. You know that world because, you know, you've run this very successful organization. And she asked me this question. I don't have the answer. Do these corporations that are either, you know, in bed with Satanists like Target, or are, you know, like Coca-Cola and everyone else giving...
And in bed is exactly the right way to say it.
Indeed.
Let me tell you.
If you don't believe us, guys, look it up. British Satanist is the designer of the Target children's transgender bathing suit. Yeah, it's actually...
And it's
guy.
For children.
Yeah, it's
this
for children.
Idea, no, the bathing suits and everything it's, that is complete BS.
Or it's, you know, the Coca-Colas and the IBMs giving millions to Black Lives Matter. Here's the question. Do they believe it? Do these corporations believe that, yes, this is providing social justice? Or are they just being blackmailed the same way that, you know, Al Sharpton has been blackmailing organizations for 40 years?
You know this as a Hungarian. Mercy knows this as a Cuban, Hungarian-American, Cuban-American, I should say. Formerly Hungarian. Formerly Cuban is what her father would say.
But these Marxists always gain power with a slender majority, making the large majority feel like they can't say anything. So within the corporate structure, you have a white male executive who feels like he's powerless to push back because they'll get rid of him. So he shuts up. He allows the diversity officer and the HR director and the two troublemakers on their board to have their say on all this stuff that doesn't really impact the business. Yeah. It's like all this stuff they don't really want to worry about anyway. And now all of that stuff is impacting every part of their business.
Right.
And now these CEOs have to ask themselves, are they going to cut this out and get rid of those people? Or are they going to keep going along? Because if they keep going along, there won't be a white CEO left. You can see this. I'm not speaking up for white people, even though I am a white person, obviously. But the, you know, the idea that like being white is a crime is insane. The idea that like young, white, straight Christian boys can't get into a good school because they don't check any kind of box is insane. And that's where we've come to.
Yeah, yeah. And it won't just be the white CEOs. It won't be the corporations. Target has lost $7 billion in 1 week. $7 billion.
And a lot of black and brown people are disgusted by their transgender policies.
Well, not only that. Oh, sorry. Yeah, and of course. Yeah, and Hispanics. We're talking to Matt Schlapp, chair of the American Conservative Union, conservative.org. Follow him at M Schlapp. Follow us on all social media. We are everywhere that matters. Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Parler, Instagram, Getter. You can also watch us on your TV, on your Roku, Fire Stick, or other devices. And don't forget, my Substack brand new article went up on Friday. SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's SebastianGorka.substack.com. Stay with us for more on the Manhood Hour with my friend Matt Schlapp. Did you notice in the State of the Union speech last month, Biden doubled down on his spending plans, adding even more to the federal deficit? That doesn't bode well for the value of your money. Sebastian Gorka here. Biden's disconnected view of the economy means there will be no meaningful steps taken to lessen inflation and lower interest rates. Your cash reserves and investments will be worth less. Which is why I recommend calling veteran-owned Midas Gold Group to look into safeguarding your wealth with the stability of gold while you still can. Gold traditionally holds its value when economies fail, guarding against the destruction of inflation and the ruin of a recession. Don't let Biden's misguided economy wipe you out. Talk with the good folks at Midas Gold Group. Go to MidasGoldGroup.com or call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-GOLD. It's gold you can hold. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. Welcome back to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, and our Manhood Hour guest, Matt Schlapp. Dear friends, if you enjoy what we provide for you here on America First as much as we love making it for you, support those who make it possible. We don't get $500 million from the taxpayer like NPR. This is a for-profit, free market enterprise supported by great patriots like Mike Lindell, the inventor of the MyPillow. He's just released the 2.0 with updated cooling technology, the only pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. He sold 71 million of the original. Get yours today. He's got some amazing BOGO offers. And also use my name on the website for up to 66% off his line of more than 150 other items. Our dogs, Leia, Killian, they love to sleep on their MyPillow pet beds. There's mattress toppers, pajamas, the sheepskin line slippers are just divine. Find out for yourself, MyPillow.com, code Gorka, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, but you've got to use the secret code, Gorka. All right, Matt, this is my favorite question. Well, you know, we've asked, you know, VDH, former SEALs, Jack Carr, generals from Delta Force, and we always get different answers. What is the greatest influence on them in their understanding of manhood? Some have said their dad, the football coach. We had one guy say it was fictional characters like, you know, Tom Clancy's adventurers like Jack Ryan. In your understanding of what it means to be a man, who's shaped it over time?
God, I love movies and I love all these cultural references. I'm going to give you an answer you've never ever thought of, but the mother of God. I think she's someone, if you think about her, I've always felt close to her. I went to a college named after her. When I had troubles, I had a little bit of a tough childhood. And when I had troubles as a child, I always felt like she was near me. I think one of the reasons why the Virgin Mary is such a woman of history, not just take the faith part out of it, she raised Jesus Christ, who's the greatest man who ever walked on this earth. She wasn't trying to hold him back. She was trying to build him up. Oh, it was all about her son.
At the Battle of Cana, she was the one who said, Hey, get busy.
She was his Jewish mama. She had an agenda of her own that he wanted to make sure that he paid attention to. She was probably no shrinking violet. She was probably saying, Jesus, let's get this show on the road. Right. But I think she has been someone for me that always was not a model to, hey, Matt, you know, be androgynous. No, it was like, you're here to be a son of God and to be a man. And being a man isn't just about being macho. It's about being tender and caring, but it is about showing courage. It is about being strong, and it is about being a leader. I don't think that I come close to the league of what her son did, but I do want to make her proud.
I was so looking forward to having you on this show because it's one of the things we've had a lot of snake eaters, tough guys, intellectuals, and not enough mention of faith in the Manhood Hour, and I knew you'd bring it. You already have, and we're only halfway through. I'm curious.
God created gender. You know, every Catholic church, this is one thing people don't think about. Every Catholic church you walk into, there's obviously Jesus on the crucifix. There's two other statues. This is the one part of centralized planning that's good that have to be on the altar. It's Mary, who's a woman, and it's Joseph, who's a man, or them together as the Holy Family.
Right.
God wanted that mandated in his church for a reason, because he knew one day we'd be fighting over gender and these roles, and he knew that this was a fight that we had to make, we'd have to make one day.
And if you understand history, civilizations, just before they collapse, always question gender.
Always.
They always go androgynous. Look at what happened to Rome. Look at what happened in Persia. There's always this. You've questioned the fundamentals, and then everything it turns into a foundation of sand. I'm curious, when you talk about Mary being your influence, where did you find her? Was it in the Bible? Was it in somebody explaining to you her significance? Was it in the Mass? When did you get to know her importance?
Well, starting in about sixth grade, we moved to New Jersey, and I started going to Catholic school. But I think the answer to that is I didn't find her. She found me. And that's been the most wonderful, beautiful story of my life, which is God found me. He knocked on the door. I happened to open it, but he knocked on the door. I'm really happy he did.
Well, we are too. We talked to Matt Schlapp, the chair of the American Conservative Union, conservative.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Manhood Hour, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, do what I did more than 4 years ago. Try the three-week quick starter pack to see if this solution is the right one. For me, it was. I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 4.5 years later. But it's not just me. It's people like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That should be your story. That could be your story, but there's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order that 3 week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Leah, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. The quick starter pack costs only $19.95. If you prorate that into 3 weeks, that's less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? You can't get a coffee, but you could get liberated from your daily pain. If that sounds too good to be true, well, the only thing you've got to lose is the pain. Find out today. You know it makes sense. Call 800-500-8384 or just go to ReliefFactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Stay with us for more on the Manhood Hour with the American Conservative Union's Match Lab. You gotta drink your water. Who gets to liver? Silencers, suppressors, scary, aren't they? You think of movies. Isn't it always the villain, the assassin? Well, in fact, it's just a very civilized way to fire a firearm. Protect your hearing, whether you're clearing out hogs,
chasing a trophy whitetail, or you finally drew that bull elk tag. Protecting your hearing is important. Silencer Shop has over 6,000 local dealers in their network. Let them help you ditch the bulky hearing protection and improve your hunt with a silencer. Enjoy reduced recall, better accuracy, and more enjoyable hunting without tedious paperwork. The Silencer Shop process makes getting a suppressor easy. Check out silencershop.com, where a portion of your online order goes directly to your local gun shop. They make silencer ownership simple. Silencershop.com. Welcome back to the Manhood Hour with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, and Matt Schlapp. All right, having so much fun here. Time flies when you've got good guests. And, you know, I love it when I meet our listeners. I go to these station events, and they always say, great guest, Dr. G. Well, of course, because there are people I want to talk to, that I want to have discussions with. And we're back with Matt Schlapp. This is the Manhood Hour. Now, you've got girls. You're surrounded in a sea of estrogen.
I do have a male dog.
That's a one compensation, yes, right. That's a wise move. Because you do live in the swamp, and if you want a friend in D.C., get a dog, as they say. But nevertheless, I'm going to ask you this question. It's mandatory for all of our guests on the Manhood Hour. If you were writing a curriculum for the young boys of America, mm-hmm. that you know, started with the non-negotiable essentials, the prerequisites for what it means to be a man, what kinds of things would you put on there? What defines for you, you know, where would you start that discussion with those who are being told, oh, masculinity, that's toxic?
You're not a man unless you know how to treat a lady. We aren't even allowed to use the word lady. But, you know, you see these, I had some young men that stayed in the house the other day. They were on a group from a college, and they didn't know how to look me in the eye. They didn't know how to shake my hand. They didn't know how to give a real handshake. You know, I don't know. I'm sure they're perfectly fine young men, but like, these are essentials. And so for my daughters, you know, dating is kind of weird here in the swamp. Parties, dances are kind of weird. But that's what I want to see, right? When a young man comes over to the house, you want him to be able to look you in the eye, call you by your name, give you a firm handshake, be able to remain looking in your eyes and telling you, you need to know.
When a young man, this is sad that I have to do this, but when a young man gives me a really solid handshake, I instantly tell them. I just say, yes, that's a good handshake.
That's right.
And I shouldn't have to, but nowadays we do.
Yeah, I think the other thing about, I'm going to say manhood, which is awfully important, is we always say there's honor and dignity in work, and Ronald Reagan said that, and a lot of people we respect say that. The Bible says that. But the other thing about a lot of these young men, they've never had a job. They don't know what it's like to have a tough boss. You know, I find with the people I manage at CPAC, it doesn't always go well, but a lot of times it does, is I think a common denominator is young men haven't had a tough coach. You know, I was in ROTC for a year. I was a competitive tennis player. I was a slow runner on the, you know, on the cross country team. Not my sport.
I hated cross country running.
I had coaches yell at me. I had coaches tell me to drop down and give them 10 push-ups because I was too slow or whatever reason. I was in ROTC for a year as a cadet and got hollered at a lot by Sergeant Shuttleworth, his name was. And, you know, as much as you hate those moments, it helps make you who you are. My tennis coach, who was my boss starting from the age of 12 and also taught me how to play tennis along with my mother, he yelled at me a lot. He's no longer with us. He yelled at me a lot. He taught me how to work my butt off when I worked for him. If I ever thought about sitting down in front of the boob tube, we didn't have phones back then, or screwing around at all in that job, he would have given it to me. He talked fast. He gave me a list of things to do every day. I hated him a lot of days. But when I look back on my life, he helped shape a work ethic and a respect. When I worked at the country club at the tennis shop, I knew every member's name that would walk in that night. I greeted them by Dr. So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so, ma'am, sir, knew why they were there. This is a lost art. When I walk into my club where I play tennis now, the young person barely looks up from their phone to even say hello.
Yeah.
We got to stop this. We're not raising kids with the types of skills it takes to be able to run this country in a way that'll make it successful. And I think some of these basic things you said, I'm trying to remember back to your question, but it's like, what are those fundamental things? If we can't do this stuff, how are we going to do more complicated things?
Right. It's funny. I spent
I had a peculiar school career. I went to the nuns for preschool. I did 1 year.
Korean nuns. I bet they were tough.
No. It was Sister Mary Margarita. She was Italian. I did a year with them, and then I went to a Benedictine school for 14 years. I was there longer than most of the staff had been there. But the only teacher, or the teacher that has made the greatest impression on me to this very day, and I can still see him in his tweed jacket with his master's black cloak, was the toughest teacher. Mm-hmm. And he was the best. He was our Latin master, Mr. I don't know if he's still around. I'm just going to pay respect to him right now. It was Vernon Irons. Irons was his name. And he was tough as iron. But, dude, did we come out of that class?
Sister John Ellen Garrity taught me history throughout high school. I mean, you didn't want to take Sister John Ellen. She's not with us any longer, but people feared that little Irish nun from Chicago.
But you learned, right? You learned your history.
If you didn't learn, you were going to be in big trouble. So, and how about this? Cutting grass for the 67 in the neighborhood. I did a lot of that because we didn't have a lot of extra cash. And, boy, if you cut the grass wrong or you hid the clippings under the shrub or you did, they caught it.
Uh-huh.
And they hollered at you. And a young man who never gets hollered at.
Yeah.
Because all young men are
doesn't
cutting
corners. Work out well.
It won't. And our young people are not ever hollered at by anyone. They're told they're lovely and they're perfect and they deserve a trophy. And this is and they're all getting good grades because grades don't mean anything in a lot of these schools. It's like we're destroying the character of these people. And like an animal that you try to raise right as a puppy so that they're a great, mature animal, kids, it's even more important. If you don't raise them right at a young age, they'll have these bad habits their whole life. And we have a society that's riddled with people with terrible habits and bad character.
I have two more questions left. This is usually the last one, but I'm going to spring it on you now. In all of these things, are you an optimist or a pessimist when it comes to the future of manhood and masculinity in our civilization? Where do you stand, man?
I'm not an optimist in any way, but I have hope. And a former prime minister of Australia explained that to me. I think that's exactly right. I have to have hope. I believe it in my faith. But am I just getting up in the morning and sunny and optimistic about things? Hell no, I'm the opposite. I'm very worried about the path we're on. But I have to have hope that it can change. And I see it in the people that are doing good all around me.
All right. We're talking to Matt Schlapp. He's the chair of the American Conservative Union. He's the master of the amazing event that is CPAC. You've got to come. If you have concerns, if you want to have hope, you go to CPAC, the biggest conservative convocation of its kind in the world, and you recharge your Patriots batteries. That's why it's being replicated across the planet from Asia to Europe to Australasia. You've got to find out more. Go to conservative.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that targets the source of the pain, the inflammation, on four separate pathways. That's why it has liberated more than 500,000 Americans across the country right now. People like Reggie from Florida. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words, powerful words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's very easy. Go to relieffactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Reggie, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. The number, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. Ask yourself a very simple question. What do you have to lose? Apart from the pain, nothing. Relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. We'll be back with Matt Schlapp on the Manhood Hour after these messages. Have you ever questioned the COVID-19 narrative? Is there more to the story? Well, the movie The Real Anthony Fauci will leave you stunned. You don't have to agree with everything Robert Kennedy Jr. has to say, but he asks the right questions, and he talks to those people who are prepared to question the narrative that was shoved down our throats for far too long about the origins of COVID and the best ways to stop it. Are you ready to explore the truth? Go to therealanthonyfaucimovie.com to watch for free. That's therealanthonyfaucimovie.com. You can also go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the banner for the Real Anthony Fauci film. Watch it today, because the mainstream media doesn't want you talking about it. TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com. Welcome back to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, and our Manhood Hour guest, Matt Schlamm. I chose this country. I think it's the greatest country on God's green earth. I don't think most Americans who are born here understand that properly. But I'm very disturbed by what I witnessed under COVID. That forgot where it came from, forgot how it was founded, the pioneer spirit, the go west young man that just said, yeah, Fauci, we'll shut down our businesses, we'll lose our livelihoods. And I'm also most disgusted at our churches, including my church, the Catholic Church, your church. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about, when it comes to manhood and just civilization in general, the role of courage and the role of those who have faith to be examples to others in these very, very trying times where we are surrounded by the work of the Dark One.
We're taught from a young age to be respectful of the law. You know, even Donald Trump talked about law and order. And we have these confusing moments when the people who are supposed to be explaining what the law is and the experts that are supposed to be telling us how we can keep our babies safe are corrupted,
yeah,
and they're lying. And that's what happened during all the COVID stuff. Every one of the major players during COVID has now written a book and said that we lied our asses off, yeah, because we felt we needed to do it because we needed to have an answer. I'm sorry. That's not even a good reason for a little white lie. A little white lie, a reason is I didn't want to hurt your feelings,
yeah,
or it wasn't an opportune time to like kind of really tell the truth. Not that I had to look smart on the TV cameras and I had to have an answer, so I made it up and destroyed people's lives. You know, I have five kids. My daughters couldn't go to a dance, to a football game. They couldn't go to any of their extracurricular activities. They were forced. They were imprisoned in our house, Sebastian. And then we had the fight over the vaccine. And it was, are you going to get it and are you not going to get it? In our household, it was father says you're not getting it and mother agreed. But we had our rough moments, including, you know, colleges mandating it and schools,
yeah,
mandating it. And we had to do all the letters. And one of the children I had, I almost thought our relationship would never be the same, came up to me 2 weeks ago and she said, Dad, you showed leadership and you were right about the vaccine. And I said, and the masks. And I, you know, it was one of those moments when a man wanted to cry a bit because I was like, wow, I stood my ground,
yeah,
I led, and the child realized over time that I was right to stand,
yeah,
even though she thought I was destroying everything she cared about. So we've had these moments, but we shouldn't have had to have them.
No.
Just disgraceful. And for Dr. Fauci and the woman with the scarf, Dr. Birx, and for all the other people who lied to Trump and lied to all of us, I'm just sorry. I don't want to, it's not my job to judge them. But they have got, I don't know how they ever make up for the lives they destroyed. Literally, the lives, the people who died because of what they said.
The lives they destroyed and the lives that they took.
Yeah.
All right, we need to continue this. God bless you for doing what you do, your whole team.
You too.
Mercy, the whole schlap.
I can't read, you say Katie's book.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It'll be out soon. It's going to be the roadmap for what we do with those who want to destroy Western civilization. Until then, follow this man. Read his tweets. M. Schlapp, also conservative.org. You've been listening to the Manhood Hour. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Upon this continent, a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, But as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
So, first things first, to the American people, Washington is doing it again. While you were celebrating Memorial Day, all of our men and women who gave their lives for this great nation, and you were spending time with your family and your friends, this town was cutting another crap deal that's going to put you more in debt with no real changes whatsoever. So the American people need to understand full and well, do not listen to the talking points. Do not listen to the cool phrases that are being thrown out in commercials on CNN or Fox or MSNBC, because Washington is lying again. This bill has no cap in raising the debt, just a date in the future. We have no idea what that number is going to look like. Some people are saying $4 trillion. Some people are saying $3.5 trillion. This bill, in year one, might cut $12 billion if you just want to be generous. So who here thinks it's cool to cut $12 billion in exchange for $4 trillion? I don't think that's cool at all.
Sounds like the same old excrement to me. That's Congressman Byron Donalds of Florida speaking on the steps of the Congress. I think the voices like his are multiplying. They are not satisfied with a deal that really isn't a deal and doesn't put a cap on anything. I know it's DC. I know it's technical. I know it's debt ceiling. But it's about you. It's about your family. It's about our shared future. So we're going to talk about it today. We've got some amazing guests for you. Don't go anywhere. We've got the former congressman from New York, Lee Zeldin. We've got my friend from Los Angeles, that warrior princess, Jennifer Horn. We've got the one and only Jack Carr. Yeah, the U.S. Navy SEAL who wrote that number one bestseller and then TV show blockbuster, The Terminal List. He'll be with us as well. And of course, you. The number here for you to sound off is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We'll be talking about what happens when a former Trump employee or Trump supporter decides to go rogue. Seems like the latest one is Kayleigh McEnany. I've got some advice for the likes of Kayleigh and others who have chosen this path. We'll give you updates about what James Comey is doing. Why Joe Scarborough, for 2 days in a row, seems to be endorsing the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. Latest news of Tara Reid. You won't believe what the Biden accuser has decided to do. And Ashley Babbitt's mother arrested again in Washington, D.C. But first, here's a little reminder of how you play politics, how you do hardball with the swamp. From the winter of 2018, when a government shutdown was threatened, was looming, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi went to the White House, and unusually, the cameras were let in for their discussion with my former boss, President Trump. And it did not go as Chuck Schumer expected. Do you remember this scene? Cut 12.
The one thing I think we can agree on is we shouldn't shut down the government over a dispute. And you want to shut it down. You keep talking about it.
The last time, Chuck, you shut it down.
No.
And then you opened it up
times.
Very quickly. And
20 times.
I don't want to do what you did.
20 times, Chuck, you have called for, I will shut down the government if I don't get my wool. None of us have
you
said.
You want to know something?
You've said
okay,
it.
Okay, you want to put that
you've
on my...
You've said it.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle
Good.
Of shutting down.
That is
and I'm
going to
shut it down for border security.
But we
security.
Believe you shouldn't
okay.
shut it down.
Why not? Why not? What happens if this mystical deadline Janet Yellen gave us of midnight tonight expires? What happens if we don't service our debt? What is China going to do? Not sell us the crap they sell us every single day? Is the world suddenly going to switch to the Chinese renminbi or the Iranian shekel? Are they going to say, yes, the Russian ruble is our currency, and we don't need America to pay back their debts? Really? I tell you right now, nothing is going to happen, just as when government did shut down, nobody noticed. nobody who doesn't, as my friend Chris Plant says, suckle at the government teat, those who aren't overpaid bureaucrats in D.C., they didn't notice at all. In fact, if the government shut down for 6 weeks or 6 months, they wouldn't know the difference. So maybe it is time to play a little hardball. This morning, I was listening to the latest coverage and seeing the hundreds of journalists breathlessly waiting outside the entrance to the speaker's office with their cameras, their microphones, and their digital recorders waiting for somebody to appear to give them an update on negotiations. I thought, no, I've had enough. I don't buy. This isn't about Kevin per se. Kevin isn't evil. He's not bad. He's not like Mitch McConnell. He's not a Mitt Romney. He's not an active saboteur of America First. You can actually work with Kevin. We've seen that. But this deal, Kevin, is not the deal that we were promised. The idea that we're almost 32 trillion, even the word trillion, when did billion become passé? When did that become a small rounding figure? And now we talk about trillions. Really? $32 trillion? And you think it's a success to only add 4 trillion, not billion, 4 more trillion to that? You think that, ooh, it's the biggest cut in expenditure since what? Well, not before COVID, because under COVID, under the cover of COVID, the Democrats wrote checks for billions and trillions of dollars. Money which hasn't even all been spent, and we can't even claw that back. And the one thing that everyone can relate to after what we saw being done to the Tea Party patriots, to even Matt Taibbi, who dared to be the point person reporting on the Twitter files for Elon Musk on the censorship and targeting of conservatives. The day he testified in Congress, the IRS knocked on his door and we couldn't even get the 87,000 new agents. Do you realize that's more special forces soldiers? We have 60,000 special forces soldiers in America. All told, special operations, all of them. That's more than we have special operators. The ATF gets agents. And this deal is a success because we can't even stop that, despite that being part of the deal. No, I'm done. Kill the deal. Play hardball like President Trump. See who blinks first. Because I tell you what, it'll be that senile old man in the White House. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We have a rollicking 3 hours for you today, a special manhood hour in the third hour. You don't want to miss it.
make sure that you are subscribed. Go to your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Salem Podcasts, whichever it is. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave a 5-star review and share the links with your friends every day. And then go to our website. If you stand with President Trump, get the I Stand with 45 flag. Check out the FBI t-shirt, jointly released with Chris Plant. This time it stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. And rocking up the charts, I designed it. The Don't Be a Science Denier. A man's a man, a woman is a woman. SebGorkaStore.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.